They're in the secret.
Yo, yo, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You're probably frozen somewhere, wherever you might be listening. I hope you're wrapped up in blankets. If you're driving, oh, I hope that heater works in that truck or that car or whatever it is that you're current mode of transportation is. I wouldn't want to be on a motorcycle, by the way. That would be rough times, wouldn't it? I saw somebody out on the ice on a motorcycle today, and I thought, wow, are you hot-dogging it? But they didn't seem like it. They didn't seem like they were, they seemed like they were for real. This is what they were, you know, this is what they chose to ride in or ride on. And I thought, you have to be kidding me with this one. With the kind of snow that we have out there, with the kind of ice and the snow on the side, nuts, crazy. Please be careful when you're out there, especially late. Nothing like getting stuck and not having the right equipment with you. Brings back that whole discussion about emergency preparedness. Yep. Anybody getting emergency prepared? Throwing that water, some of those Cheez-Its in the back? Let me get my Cheez-Its out. I'm in a traffic jam. How about some crackers and Wheat Thins? I got a hot dog back here. Seriously, I saw in Washington people got stuck on 95, a handful of people, for like 9 hours. How do you get stuck on a stretch of highway for 9 hours? You know, then you're definitely ready to chow on whatever's near you, and you're probably pretty cold. How much fuel are you burning up and all that sort of stuff? Anyway, I'm not going to lecture about being careful. Just do it. Just do it like Nike says, and end of story. Speaking of just doing it, that's what the whole health care repeal thing has been about for the Republicans. Remember the midterm elections. Now, come on, let's see the payoff. We saw what happened in the House. The numbers were there, certainly for the Republicans in the Senate. Different story. So once they took the tally, there was a no way is this going to be repealed deal, a deal rather. Here's Senator Michael Bennett.
The yeas are 47. The nays are 51. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative. The motion is not agreed to.
Senator Orrin Hatch, one of those who, of course, wants to see it repealed and talked about health care and the ultimate goal, the Republican from Utah, threw in his two cents.
We can and should repeal this law, and ultimately we will. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow.
Well, it's not going to be tomorrow. Absolutely not. I think it's going to be a year-long battle of back and forth. Might end up being a cherry-picking deal. Maybe things switch in a couple of years, and then the repeal question becomes up. Because remember, parts of this law are being implemented along the way. In fact, the individual mandate doesn't kick in until 2014. That's why there was the race to dump it and get rid of it, for the fact that I think a lot of people just opt out and just try to play chicken with the IRS as to whether or not they catch them and make them pay the fine if it, in fact, stays a law at that point. All the eyes of the world are on Egypt, and I've had so many people pose this very simple question to me. Why should I give a crap about Egypt while I'm here in the U.S. dealing with no job and taxes, you know, more than I can afford, possibility of foreclosure? And the reason is ultimately because the Middle East does affect you. Your gas could go up. Yes, believe it or not, we do get oil from other sources, but part of the oil does come from that region, the Suez Canal, how rapidly you can get it there. Every time something happens and oil shoots up anyway, you're going to pay more at the pump. You start to multiply how much more you pay a week, then 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and so on and so forth, and it hurts you that much more. So strictly even from an economic standpoint, what happens in Egypt and what happens in the Middle East does matter. Remember when people would talk about alternatives, that was always the rallying cry. We can't be dependent on the Middle East. We have to end our dependence on foreign oil. You know what the real problem is? Because we had the moratoriums on the deep water drilling, we had the disaster in the Gulf Coast and all the states, the handful of states down there in the waters, with the no deep water drilling And you've got the Chinese who have their hands in every single pie when it comes to oil. They really do. And the Russians do, too. They're not stupid either. And what's happened is they're getting as many of the rights and sucking up as much as they can, whether it's off the coast of Cuba, whether it's somewhere off the Venezuelan waters a little bit further out, because, of course, Venezuela, the capital of oil in its own right. And the United States is behind in that push. Then we could have the conversation that I just mentioned about alternatives. But the alternatives, the ones that should have been developed, weren't, like nuclear energy. We could have spread nuclear energy, I think, and really ratcheted things up pretty quickly. Sometimes comparisons are made to Brazil, and I've been guilty of doing that myself. I've done more research and talked to people about the development of ethanol there. Of course, they've got the sugar cane, and they produce it rapidly that way. And then you have tanks that take the ethanol and tanks that take the petro. We're nowhere near that on a mass scale, providing ethanol or even the tank's abilities to carry ethanol. So it's a moot point in the next decade, probably. Even if that starts to kick in, you have to have the plants and the refining mechanisms and all that stuff. And the cars have to be designed that way, too. And the electric cars, forget about it. First we kill them, then we bring them back, then we complain about them, then we talk about these electronic stations that we would be able to sort of filler up or plug in. And we're nowhere near that either on a big scale. So Egypt does matter. Here's what the State Department, P.J. Crowley, the official face, said about the evacuations, the status on that, and taking action. Take a listen.
Roughly 200 Americans flew out today. That leaves us with about 1,800 that we've moved over the past or since Monday. Well, it's not for the United States to say you've got to do this, this, and this. It is for, you know, for leaders to step up and begin to lead. It's for leaders to step up and take actions.
Okay, but who is that leader going to be, and what is the relationship going to be with the United States? There's a question you also would have to ask in this case. Will the American influence, will there even be any when it comes to Egypt? At this point, it's certainly waning with Mubarak, and he's going to be out. He's being pushed out. Can't imagine there's any way that this guy stays in place. Yeah, no way. He will not be there because the push is on and the push is rapid and the push is strong, and this isn't going to happen. I mean, this is a full-fledged youth revolution, if you want to call it that, or the Muslim Brotherhood revolution, and throw in some Christians and others who are part of this, but it's not going to slip away. Mubarak is not going to be able to stand up to the attacks in the streets. I don't think so. So that means there's going to be a switch. That means somebody new's in place. And who is that somebody new? A couple of prominent names have been mentioned in as far as the Middle East is concerned. But at this point, yeah, we don't know. We don't know. I mentioned keeping warm, and I'm so sorry for many of you that are just buried in that snow. I love the nicknames. I mean, I've heard Snowmageddon too many times, but it is clever. Do you know that it's worth mentioning a couple of quick stats? The snow and ice storm has hit 30 states, a third of the U.S. population. Uh-huh. Rhode Island, North Carolina, all the way up. Who's paying for these roads and sidewalks and what's happening? I haven't gotten mail in 2 days, and we've got no garbage service. That's how bad the ice has affected Dallas-Fort Worth. Hang with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
In Egypt, and we're seeing what's happening there. Daytime brings yet more problems, more clashes as the gunfire pounds out in these protests in Cairo. The square is nasty business. You could replace it almost anywhere, like I said before. If you just kind of shrunk the picture down, you say, oh, I've seen this before. Yeah, Tunisia, the latest. It does look like a piece of Tunisia. Wonder if more hotspots will bubble up in the Middle East. In Jordan, there's unrest. You think they'd do that in Saudi Arabia? The Middle East is ever changing. It is ever changing. All right, a couple of stories to fill in the blanks. Roger Clemens is now going to get tried in the summer for his perjury charges. And what's interesting with Clemens, you know, this is not to wind back history, just the fact that he didn't need to be in this situation. He testifies before Congress. Did he lie to them about taking performance-enhancing drugs? Andy Pettit says he told him he did. And the seven-time Cy Young Award winner, which is an incredible thing to do, told a judge on Wednesday that he's not worried that his lawyer once represented Andy Pettit, a potential witness, against him in his upcoming trial for lying to Congress. And it's all about those drugs and so unnecessary. He could have copped to whatever. I used it briefly because I was injured, whatever, who cares. But he didn't do it, and he put himself in this position, and it's unbelievable that he would rip up his life this way. I don't think he expected that that would happen because this has been now several years as this is dragged out. So the Clemens story, if anything, is a sad one because it didn't have to happen. He didn't have to talk to Congress, and certainly, I mean, his name was in the reports, but he didn't have to push it this far and really demand to feel as though his name was cleared, because it wouldn't have come out this way. It wouldn't have mattered. Maybe to some fans, but ultimately nobody was talking about Andy Pettit. Nobody was talking about any of the other people that were in that position, you know, Jason Giambi, et cetera. I think he would have gotten a pass on it. And instead, he doesn't get a pass. He puts himself in a situation where other crazy things are revealed about affairs that he had with Minnie McCready and whoever else. And it's kind of been a rough couple of years, 3 years. 3 years and counting. That's what it is. 3 years and counting. Just wanted to get you up to date, too, on what I talked about a few moments ago. The standoff is very tense. It was a wild night of violence in Cairo. I just had somebody I know text me about what was happening, and that he's describing it as massive upheaval, Kate, just a protest, and things seem to be uncertain, an out-of-control situation. Out-of-control situation. But still no end in sight as to what's going to happen here, who's going to be in place, yada, yada, and all of that, and all that other sort of, stuff. I'd be remiss not to mention the Super Bowl. The Packers and the Steelers will go at it on Sunday night. And you look at who has the edge, and it seems like I'm hearing more people pull for the Packers, but I know lots of Steeler fans. And the Steelers certainly have a chance to win this. Ben Roethlisberger already has a couple of rings. There is a great defense for the Steelers, and the Steelers have some go-to guys for Roethlisberger. So, of course, they're massively contending in this. This isn't a lopsided affair. It would be big for the Packers if they were able to win it. I think they do, but I think it's closer than most people believe it'll be. It's not going to be a rout. It's going to be a very tight game that comes to the waning moments. The last three or four moments in the game will determine who wins this. Interesting, because now they're handing out all these postseason awards, and the Patriots coach, Bill Belichick, was named the Coach of the Year. The Patriots were almost there. That was a woulda, shoulda, coulda team. They had the wins once again, showing you that wins don't always matter. You need them to be in the right position, but you need the wins in the playoffs. It's like a second season. And Belichick would tell you that, and so would Brady. So they had another good season, but they did not get to the Super Bowl. And that ultimately is what the Patriots want to do. They want to get to the promised land. They want another Lombardi trophy. They were denied this time around. Don't forget, on our next show, we'll do another Nail the Score. We're just down to the two teams. You know that now. Either the Steelers or the Packers. This is how it works if you've never heard it before. You call in, you tell us who you think's going to win, what you think the score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, you have nailed the score and you are a winner. It's very rare that it happens. Chris in Connecticut did it. We had one of our studio guys do it too. But that usually never happens. Years and years and years, no winner. It seems as though it would be easy, but you just miss by a number. You just miss by one or two or whatever it might be, and you come that close. If there was just one more touchdown, it would have made the difference. Trust me, I've heard all the stories. I know. It's tough to do, but so satisfying. So satisfying if you're able to do it. So don't give up. There's still one last Nail the Score. I bet Donovan Mattson's probably psyched that this is the last one. And he's done a great job, too, by the way, because he's got to scramble and answer the phones and pay attention to what's going on. And, you know, it can get kind of crazy when all the calls come in at one time. And thank you to everybody who participated in Nail the Score this season. Looking forward to our last one We'll see if anybody gets it correctly. You know, it's like when you go into your parties and you get the squares. It's like an extra square sort of for you because you'll call in and then there's even more on the line. Reason for you to watch and see what the point total is. That's what's cool about the squares, because then you know you can tease the people around you, and usually it's just a couple of bucks or whatever it is. Maybe it's more than that for some people. But the bottom line is it gives you more reasons to pay attention to what's happening in the game, should it be a blowout. And let's hope it's not a blowout. The blowout games mean the focus just kind of shifts more back to the party or to the commercials. People start to pay attention to the commercials a little bit more because they're bored with the game. I mean, even the greatest of football fans, I've seen that happen where the attention is just wanes. Can't focus on what's happening because it's too bloody boring. It's too much of a lopsided affair. And who wants to really watch those? If it's not your team, it's not the team you're pulling for, you know, your team's in the middle of a blowout, that's a different thing. But if it's not your team, you're not gonna care. You're just not gonna have that feeling. I got a couple of quick emails here that I want to go to, and most of them centering on Egypt. Here's one from Tom in Austin and another one from Brave Dave listening to us in Vermont, separating him from the other Dave in Vermont. And both of them have similar questions about, Kate, we keep talking about Egypt, but do you think really we're going to see an end to the violence, or do you think it escalates? And will the U.S. bring the military in? I say no to the military. That's not going to happen. It would have to be catastrophic proportions. But Mubarak asking for help and calling the military, no. In this situation, they're going to let the chips fall where they may. The United States can't and shouldn't invest any soldiers in this. How it ends up is that Mubarak is gone. He's not going to be able to hang on. We've already said that. I've said it 100 times. So that's how I believe this thing scenario ends. And maybe more violence, like I said, which is sad. Always sad to see someone young, their face bashed in, sorry to be so graphic, and laying on the pavement where they're eating pavement. And you think, wow, that's just a kid. He's 21. Maybe he's only, maybe younger than that. And for what? Protesting. He wanted a free government, and he's gone. He's dead, and somebody has to come and identify him. And there were too many of those cases in the case of Egypt. It was just too barbaric, and it continues. So the faster Mubarak is out and there is a switch, the better for the people of Egypt, I think, and less chaos, certainly stress and whatnot on the government, because there is no government now, but on the people of Egypt. Stay with us. We're going to turn another page here on America Tonight.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
So top the odds and ends here on America Tonight, besides kicking the can down the road on Egypt and how the outcome ultimately could affect all of us in the United States, because after all, that's what we're looking at. What does it mean for the people listening in the United States? Well, as that turmoil intensifies, and I tried to give you that description at the top where you had chaos in the streets and people running wild, and then the pro-Mubarak guys were thrown in there. You've got the states saying end the violence, urging President Mubarak to move faster in saying goodbye to the presidency of that country. So what is the impact? Well, the impact, for one, could be economical. I did a little checking on this today, and, of course, we've been kicking this around. So oil prices have been up, up, up in the past 2 weeks, and the barrels topped $100. That'll raise some of the prices and certainly lop off a little bit of whatever the growth would be economically. And also it drives up the cost of the gas imports, I guess throw in the oil, the gas and oil imports there, and other cargo that would come into the United States. Of course it does, because now it's costing more. Then the anxiety over the Suez Canal and the pipeline that connects the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. Certainly, the canal is a critical transit point between the Mediterranean and the Middle East. And don't think that the United States, by the way, is not using it. Somebody called, maybe it was a week ago, and said, well, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I checked again, and yes, plenty of U.S. ships are going through the Suez Canal. And then ships that have things that are going to the United States are going through the canal, of course, because it cuts off a lot of time. So choking off that point would be costly. And then the other part of this is the politics of it. The politics of, is there any possibility, any possibility that our military ends up being pulled in to this? I'm going to say no. Very unlikely. Very unlikely that that would happen, because then the U.S. is now interfering with what would be considered, right, because the screams are democratic elections, all that sort of stuff, and we'll be jumping right into what the protesters, or at least most of the protesters, are saying in Egypt. So that could be serious blowback for the U.S. I don't see that. Even though I'm sure Mubarak would relish it, would love it, that's part of the reason why. There's no way that the Americans step into this. Soldiers. Don't think that'll happen. And then ultimately, it's what I say. The pieces on the chessboard of the Middle East. What is the U.S.'s role? What is the U.S.'s influence? Look at all the other states. I mean, look, countries, rather. Look at all the other countries. And, you know, part of the problem in Egypt, the population in Egypt, if you look at it, I mean, it's a youth movement, but it's a, you've got 52% of the people under 25 in Egypt, and a quarter unemployed. Quarter unemployed. Jordan, Saudi Arabia, they have some ugly numbers too. So then it becomes, can this spread? Is this a spreading thing? Disenfranchised young people who can't get jobs, who don't like the governments. Yeah, I'd say there is a possibility of that. Absolutely. But I think economically, militarily, the influence, those are key things to be considered in what the outcome is in Egypt and how that could affect us in the United States. And definitely economically, that canal, the oil, all of that. Don't buy it when you hear, oh, but we have other oil reserves and we get oil from Canada. Yes, but also a big chunk of it does come through the Suez Canal. So it's, trust me, there is something in this for the United States to lose. And then the whole fact of the ally in the piece of the puzzle of the hornet's nest that is the Middle East. You have to have a foot in crazy town with somebody who's solid, or a government that you think anyway is solid, right? You might disagree with my analogy. That's cool, because we invite people of all political stripes. I always say that on this show. Left of left, right of right, I don't care. Somewhere in between or completely hating the political parties. 800-259-5791, that's the number to jingle if you want to throw in your two cents on Egypt and the chaos now that we're seeing, because it's a really in a crescendo point, if you will, because we're seeing fires and now the clash between the Mubarak people and the other protesters. I can't not talk about this in an hour of America tonight because so many of us are affected by it. Are you shivering right now listening to me talk on the radio, wherever you are? Do you have massive blankets covering you or heavy coats? Several layers. I've been in different sweatshirts. I've had to dig through all kinds of closets to find sweatshirts. If you can see me, I've got an Eagle sweatshirt on. I know some of the chatters will be able to see it as they were making fun of me for Tampa Bay. So I swore not to wear the Tampa Bay sweatshirt anymore. And in honor of the NFL, and because I'm an Eagles fan, I have my Eagle sweatshirt on. So in Chicago, they've got 15 layers on, 25 inches of snow in some parts. I mean, it's a massive winter storm. The Midwest, the Northeast, parts of the South. In Texas, huge power outages, ice all over the place. I had to take a friend to the hospital and drove, gosh, maybe 30 miles. Man, and I'm a decent driver. I'm a good driver. Grown up back east, defensive driver, driving through New York City and Philly and down in the turnpikes. You know, you truckers know what I mean. And I've lived all over the place, so I've driven in different conditions. But, boy, it is tough in the ice. It is tough in the ice because you'll have these clear spots on the freeways, and then, boom, there's that ice patch. And there's always somebody who decides, what ice? And they start to floor it, and they try to pass you. And I guarantee all of you have some of those stories. And then there's the spin out. So once somebody does that, they spin out. Oh, it's like crashing cars. Roads get shut down. I saw a lot of stranded vehicles in the short distance that I went. I saw one of the buses, a small bus, turned where it had obviously spun out and slammed into the embankment where it was stuck going in the opposite direction. And this is ice we're talking about. So a third of the U.S. population is going through this, a two-day storm, 30 states. Now, most of the snow is what I mentioned in Chicago, the 20, 25 inches, but that's moving toward New York City, and that treacherous ice is moving toward New York City. And I know a lot of you are listening in Kansas and in Missouri, and maybe you're laughing because you know how to deal with this kind of weather, and they're getting hit with the weather, too, big time. And what's the cost of this cleanup going to be? Can the states afford it now? No. They're done. They're already out. They're already out of supplies. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. He's our leadoff man this hour of America Tonight. Yo, Sam.
Yo, what is it? Yo, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good, boy. This ice situation, though, is kind of playing around with the Super Bowl because you have people coming in from all over the place, and you had runways that were frozen. Only 7 flights landed at one of the major airports in
sure.
the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you got people stuck. You have people that were selling all that crap with cheese head stuff on it, and I say crap, but it's the trinkets, the whatever you want to call them, you know, that people walk away with,
right.
Either with Pittsburgh on it or Green Bay, and I think
right.
a lot of those stores aren't very crowded because people aren't braving the ice.
This is true. This is true. Well, just a little bit south of here, there was a you know multi-car collision, 70 cars and trucks.
Really, 70?
Yeah.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, but luckily, as the SQ or the provincial police officer said, only 3 people were had minor injuries, so you know they were lucky. But as usual, you know, we only got 10 inches, so.
And that's nothing for you guys.
Nothing
in the sense that you're used to big storms.
Yeah, this is true. But you mean well, some schools were closed. Like the airport, most people were prepared. They checked with their airlines to see what was going on. But I mean, some flights were taken off to airports that were open.
Mm-hmm.
But there was still some people at the airport waiting, hopefully to get out to, when someone said, oh, they were going to the Dominican Republic, I looked at the TV and I was ready to throw my shoe at that person. Here we are, 10 inches, and they're going to the Dominican Republic, you know.
No kidding.
Yeah, and, even the local stations from the, from Plattsburgh and Burlington, even last night were showing school will be closed.
Wow.
In Toronto, they were expecting, they called it Snowmageddon. It ended up being not much of a snowstorm in Toronto. Of course, for Toronto, anything above 5 inches and they have to call in the Army. At least that's the way we think in Montreal.
That in Montreal, you're much hardier people and you can deal with it, but those wimps in Toronto can't.
Yeah. Snowstorm tonight. Snowstorm, it was a Canadiens game. It's still sold out.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, because hockey rules.
Right, and the Canadians won. Woohoo! But that's another thing. But I also saw that that because of the weather in Dallas, it might affect them getting the Super Bowl again for a long time because of the weather.
Yeah, see, I don't think so. Jerry Jones has a lot of pull. 2016 is when they want to get it back, and I think that Dallas will get it back. It's just a nasty bit of business, though, that the people
right.
coming here, I feel sorry for. Thanks, Sam. I feel sorry for them that they have to deal with it because they're arriving or not arriving. You know, here's a couple days before the Super Bowl, and you've got ice all over the roads, and it'll clear up, but it's still nasty temperatures. It's just not great. By the Super Bowl, though, it'll be nice. Yeah, what can you do?
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Welcome back to America Tonight. So our next guest that we're ushering in from our virtual green room, he's actually knee-deep in snow. I'm actually knee-deep in ice. So it's pretty interesting. Texas, you know, Chicago, Illinois. Tom Hansen was a guy who wanted to be on the ballot, the Chicago mayoral ballot, and he would have represented the Republican side of things. Instead, his paperwork somehow got lost. At least that's what the city is saying. Seems mysterious to me. Tom, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate the opportunity.
Before we talk about the paperwork, first of all, tell us a little bit of your background, why you decided to go for it. Why did you decide to grab the brass ring, so to speak, in politics and try to become mayor of Chicago?
Well, it started back really in 2008. There was a primary, Republican primary, and nobody tried to get in the primary, and it was in the 5th District of Chicago against Rahm Emanuel. So the committee men asked me to be the Republican representative, and there I stepped right into it. I was the Republican candidate, and I ran against Rahm Emanuel in 2008, and I was in the election, which was November 3rd, and I ended up getting 50,000 votes, and Rahm ended up getting about 200,000 votes. So I really enjoyed the experience, and I really felt I wanted to try to do my part. So I was really gearing up to, you know, thinking hard about 2012. And then when Daley on September 7th said that he wasn't going to run for mayor, you know, I was kind of, you know, interested in it. And then people started asking me. And one thing led to another. And all of a sudden, there I was gathering signatures. And I started to think very hard about Chicago because I have a wife and a daughter, and I'm concerned about the business environment. I'm concerned about the public schools. And I'm concerned about the crime and, you know, just the general environment. And I've lived downtown for 30 years. And to make it all long story short, I wanted to do my part, and I felt that I had the best idea how to turn Chicago around.
Yeah, what were some of the ideas? What were some of the platforms or things that you were running on? Obviously, business was one of them. What were some of the other things that you were pushing for, that you would push for if you were mayor?
Well, the situation in Chicago is that it's getting very expensive, and it's becoming very difficult for corporations to survive in this kind of environment where we have the highest sales taxes, gas taxes, real estate taxes. All our taxes are some of the highest in the country, and what I wanted to do was make a major push to make Chicago business friendly and less regulated. And I have a definite plan where I would support a major casino going in at our McCormick Place, which is our big expo center, and opening up an airport in southern part of Chicago in Piatone. And then there's a major developer who bought the post office, and that would end up maybe being the world's largest mall, a hotel, office building. But I wanted to make proposals throughout the country to encourage businesses to come here, make concessions to get them to come here, and then I would use the revenues not just to balance our budget, but to invest in our public schools and the kids. And make our change the curriculum and make the kids want to learn and give them more resources, because a lot of the schools are very inadequate. They don't have the right heating and they don't have the right books. And so I really want to invest in the kids, because I believe that if you could get America up to the level of South Korea or Finland, we could increase our GDP by 17%. So I wanted to do that in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I wanted to discourage people from buying drugs and the bullies, and that's kind of really where I was headed.
And you obviously had some support, because like in 2008 you were mentioning, hey, 50,000 people, you took a shot at it.
Yeah.
And
right.
And coming out of, I'm going to say, not that people didn't know you, but kind of coming out of nowhere, and look what happened, and you build up some momentum. So some of what you're talking about, people were, I'm assuming, were embracing these ideas that you were talking to.
Yeah, I mean, we did very well. I mean, the 5th District where I ran against Rahm Emanuel is very much like Nancy Pelosi's district. It's 80% Democratic and very liberal, but people really liked our story. And, you know, that we had 250,000 viewings on our website, which was phenomenal. So, you know, I was really looking at the congressional thing, but you know, after that election, you know, the whole economy collapsed, and
sure.
I'm in commercial real estate. I talk to business owners every day, and the business owners in Chicago are very discouraged about, you know, where things are going in Chicago or the country, and so that's why, you know, that's why people are really interested in what I have to say.
Yeah. What happens this time around with the paperwork? You think you're going to get on the ballot, and technically, really, you should have been, not even technically, you should have been on the ballot. What happens? How does that fall through the cracks?
Well, we got, you have to have 12,500 signatures. I came in with slightly less than 14,000. I had all these documents, like a loyalty oath and a statement of economic interest and some other documents. And on the last day of the delivery of all the documents, the deadline, I gave everything, and they gave me a receipt acknowledging that they received everything. And, in fact, afterwards, they could not find the statement of economic interest. And basically what that was, do I have any financial interest in the city? And it took me 10 seconds to fill out. It was no. I don't do business with the city. I don't want to do business with the city. But they lost the document. And but they gave me a receipt for it, and that's basically what it's about. So they knocked me off the ballot. We fought in circuit court, and we fought in the appellate court, but we were just unsuccessful. And it's kind of a long story. That's where we're at right now. I just don't know if we're going to go to the Supreme Court, because I don't think we're going to get anywhere there, because everything's so politically slanted. And I think what will probably happen is I'm going to make an appeal to see if I can debate Rahm Emanuel. And since he's got President Clinton behind him and the majority of the people here behind him and $12 million of campaign money, I don't see how he could be afraid to debate me. But the fact of the matter is this is an election. There's no primary. So it's almost unconstitutional that they will not let me be the Republican candidate. And it's due to their mistake. I mean, they admitted in an affidavit and in our court hearing and in written form correspondence to me that they lost the document, that they don't have the document. And I know it sounds crazy, but it would take me too long to get into it. What you could do is go to Fox News, Tommy Hansen. Michael Tobin is the reporter, and Michael Tobin did a blog. It's called The Lonely Republican.
I saw it.
Dick Morris held up my receipt of the documents, and he held up the letter, you know, saying that that they did give me the document with the receipt with all the documents. And I said to him, "Do you have everything you need?" Yes. But Dick, I met Dick on Friday, and he did it on Fox News and the blog. The blog will help you understand the story better.
Crazy. How frustrating is this for you? This has to be, you wanted to try to go the court route to just get the phone call, and here you just want to get on the ballot. You want to try to help Chicago. It's got to be really frustrating.
Well, you know, I'm in commercial real estate, and I tell you, commercial real estate can be very frustrating. I've been doing it for 25 years, but I will say this. I'm in the upper 2% of commercial real estate brokers as income. I'm in the upper 2% of people in the U.S., you know, that hate it up to upper 2% that makes too much money.
Right.
And I've been very successful, and, you know, it's a lot of rejection. So I'm just a trained professional on zeroing in on an objective, and it can be discouraging, but, you know, I know how to deal with it. And if I could attempt to do a debate, well, then I think at that point I would feel as if I succeeded. And I think a lot of people would probably listen to me.
Yeah, there you go. Rahm Emanuel, though, how fair is it that he doesn't meet the residency requirements? Were you stunned by that? But yet, as you were talking about how political it is with the courts, but yet he gets the pass, so to speak. I'm sure you weren't surprised then watching this whole court thing unfold, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, they after the petitions were all handed in, there was a 5-day period of time for the public to protest, and he had over 30 protests. And that same statement of economic interest that I gave the Chicago Board of Elections, he did too, and they themselves said it was incomplete. Now, they gave him a complete pass, even though I had 30 objections. I had none. Nobody protested any of my materials. And we had case law that said that even the government agencies, if they didn't protest them, that we should be on the ballot. So that it doesn't seem fair. And you could talk to the guy on the bus or anybody on the street about this, and it seems ridiculous that I'm not on the ballot and he is.
Yeah.
But I'm not against him. I just want to debate him. You know?
Exactly.
That's what I want to do. I want my day in court.
I got you. We're going to be following you to see if you do get that day in court and see what we can find out. Tom Hansen, thanks so much. Good luck with your fight here in Chicago, and we appreciate the time on ATN.